It's 24 and a half minutes past 7 o'clock, and on a Monday, generally speaking, we welcome Sarah Swainson, who has, she goes out and about on the Bold Heart Initiative to explore the world and to live life large and to encourage you to do the same. Welcome to you. Nice to have you back in the studio.
Thank you. Happy Monday. It's so exciting. I look forward to Mondays now.
And I heard that you tackled the ocean this weekend.
Yes.
On a wild swimming adventure that probably was not the best decision in the world.
Yeah. So today we're talking about wild swimming. So swimming out in the ocean. And yes, I did do a sea swim on Saturday, and it was totally not the cleverest of moves. Because the key with open water swimming is the clarity of the water. And I think it was just such a good reminder. Thankfully, we were safe and everybody comes out the water. But it is a good reminder that you take your own responsibility when you go into the water. And you need to make sure that the conditions are good. It is the most magical environment. And although Saturday wasn't spectacular, I'm going to share another experience that was spectacular. It is a playground that is so magnificent and right on our doorstep. So how do you get into this wild ocean swimming and have these experiences? So the first thing is it's like a playground that you've never experienced before. And if anybody surfs or surf skis or does open water swimming, they will know this experience of being in this vast playground that is magnificent. But there are certain things that you want to do when you're approaching this. So safety is number one. The most safety that you can bring into open water swimming. So that means, can you have a craft with you? Can you have a paddler with you? You don't swim alone. You make sure the clarity of the water and the conditions are safe to do what you're doing. So you don't be blasé. I think on Saturday, hands up, we were a little bit blasé. And thankfully, nothing happened. But the conditions on top of the water were fantastic. But in the water, the clarity of the water was not great.
But if the clarity is not great, you're not swimming under the water.
But you're swimming on top, so you can still mistake an identity. So now, I am an advocate. Sharks are not out there to kill you, but they can be mistaken identity. So you want to be able to see them, they want to be able to see you, and then we all exist.
Oh, so from a shark's point of view.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you're more likely to be hit in the head by a coconut than killed by a shark.
Absolutely.
Apparently, that's a fact.
Absolutely.
So, you know,
and
how
sharks
are
more endangered by humans than the other way around.
Yeah,
so
it's a funny thing. We tend to take the worst case scenario, multiply it by a factor of a million, and then project that. And movies like Jaws don't do any favors to anyone.
Absolutely.
But the reality is very different to what we think it is. And people swim with sharks quite happily.
Absolutely. So that brings me on to another experience. So a couple of weeks ago, we took a group and we went and swam in Sudana. Now, Sudana is one of those marine protected areas. And it was possibly, I've swum there for many years. And each year I try and get out and do a trip. And this trip was exceptionally special. It was possibly the best trip I've ever done. And what we did was, on the first day, you're all with different swimmers, you're trying to find your place, and we look like complete idiots. You're all failing, you know, you don't know which direction. And so on the second day, we put a little bit more structure. And so if you imagine how birds fly in that V shape. So we had the strongest swimmer in the front, and then they panned out in a V shape. And we popped into the water and we kept this V shape. And if you look at any of the videos on social media, you can go and have a look. You can see this V formation that we were swimming in. And we were so fortunate. These dolphins came in and they swam with us, like literally right in front of me, for 20 to 30 minutes. And so it was the most special interaction that I have ever experienced. I kept looking at my friend Joss, who was swimming next to me to the right, and I kept going, like, you had to pinch yourself. It was this real? And I think that spoke to two things. We were more organized in the water, so we didn't look like complete idiots. The formation looked orderly. And I think that was attractive to the dolphins. So free divers often have very good interactions, but they can hold their breath and they can get down and they can play. Swimmers don't always have those interactions for that long. You can get dolphins coming past you, but for them to stare on it, actually, as they headed off, they literally turned onto their backs, kind of gave us a wave, and then went off. It was absolutely incredible. So wild open water swimming can be one of the most special environments.
Wow. It's interesting. I have experienced something similar in Mozambique, actually. I took an advantage of an offer to go and swim with the dolphins. They do those from places in Mozambique. And what interested me was the group that we formed. I mean, we just joined a group. There were no spectacularly good swimmers in that group, by the way, including me. I'm not a great swimmer. I got no desire to swim out, but to go out in an inflatable, and suddenly you're out in the open ocean. I mean, think about it. It was completely counterintuitive for me to now jump off this boat into the sea.
Yes.
And yet, you're quite right. When you get into the sea, you suddenly realize that it is, firstly, magnificent. Secondly, it's not as terrifying as one would imagine, especially if you've got visibility.
Yeah.
And thirdly, luckily, if you do encounter wild creatures, and those wild creatures, dolphins, tend to be curious.
Yes.
And if you're not threatening.
And they look at you and they're intelligent and they're curious.
It was peculiar.
Yeah.
The one, in fact, was playing with a pufferfish, with a toby.
Yes.
Literally playing. I thought it had a ball in its mouth. It was playing it with it like a ball. Apparently they do that. And apparently the toby gets them a little bit high.
Actually, who I normally go swim with and somebody to follow on Instagram is John McCarthy, and he does a whole lot of stuff. I actually wanted him to join us, but he's always off on the next adventure. He's had an encounter where a freediver has given a shell. No, sorry, the dolphin has brought a shell to the freediver, and they've had this interaction of passing the shell between them. So playful, curious, and it's just...
It's quite extraordinary. And there's definitely an intelligence there that exceeds anything that... Look, dogs are bright, and we love them, and they play with us, but we're kind of used to that domestic, completely wild creatures interaction with human kind is very special. If you are able to create the trust and environment of curiosity.
And I think not being threatening. So the formation in which we were swimming was not threatening. And so we did another swim where we were about 10 kilometers off the coastline. So deep water. The clarity of the water was about 30 meters. So spectacular. So like the deep, deep blue. And John is a freediver. So he caught footage of from below. And as the swimmers were swimming, and the footage is there. And you can see how that formation wouldn't be attractive for a shark to come and investigate, because it's too big. You know, like when you're in the wild and they say, don't stick your arm out the vehicle. The vehicle is the... If you own a safari, it's the same principle of how you move through the water projects what you are projecting is going to have an image to what that predator is seeing. So really, really interesting.
So there are wonders to be experienced, and very luckily here on the North Coast, the sea tends to be... Well, you swim it quite often. A lot of people say it's not easy to swim.
Yeah, I don't think it's a starting point. And I think you want to... The biggest thing with open water swimming is you want to be curious. So start being aware of the tides. Start being aware of the waves, the wave, you know, how quickly the waves are breaking, and just create that awareness. If you want to go and swim in an environment, create an awareness and be curious. Don't just leave that for somebody else to tell you, yeah, it's okay to go and swim. Be curious. Start putting yourselves, and then again, learn from other people. Go and find people who do it, and go and ask them to teach you how to go into this environment and be safe.
And you do that. So if anyone listening would like to join your initiative, you have that ordinarily active group where you teach people all sorts of skills.
Yeah, so we do a lot of stuff of just getting people in the water and just creating that awareness. I mean, the Dolphin Mile down in Durban, and there's another great swim coming up for organization, Sarah Ferguson's organization for Breathe Conservancy. And they've got a swim on the 7th of June, it's the day before Comrades, and it's got various distances. So there's a 800 meter, there's a 1.6, 3.2, and 5 kilometer, and that you're safe, the conditions are good. If this has sparked something, go and do an event like that.
So the perfect warm-up for Comrades. If you're planning to run Comrades this year, go and swim first.
Absolutely.
And relax.
That's why I'm only doing a 3.2.
Are you doing Comrades this year?
I am.
And you're swimming the day before?
I am, yes.
Okay, well, that goes to show. Living life large and enjoying every minute.
Yeah. So we're going to be speaking and talking about comrades. We're going to be speaking in a couple of weeks to two novices and their journey, because I think in our society, comrades is such a big thing on the calendar. So let's hear from some absolute novices who are running and being bold hearts for the first time.
Well, then that's to look forward to. And we're going to be engaging with Sarah every Monday around about this time, when she comes in with some adventure opportunity that hopefully will spark your curiosity and your interest. You know, they say you live once. Some people think you might come around again. Well, then that's great. But for the time that you definitely
Absolutely.
Are here right now, if you are able to, while you are able to, because it goes very quickly, time, Absolutely. By the way, and your ability goes with it. Unless you use it, you lose it. So why don't you make the most of it? Join people that like-minded people like yourself, like Sarah, and enjoy being ordinarily active and living with this bold heart.
So just to close, I came across this quote and it says, if you want something you never had, you must be willing to do something you've never done. So I leave with that on this Monday morning. Think about something that you've always wanted to do, then you've got to change something.
Absolutely. I'll give you a rider to that. Before you can have, you must first do. And before you can do, you must first become.
Exactly. On that note,
Sarah Swainson. This will be up as a podcast. If you just joined us and wondered what we were talking about today, you'll find it on our website or on our apps, free to download anytime you like. Here's Teddy Swims.